Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, saints. Welcome to another manna from heaven, and don't forget to pray. There's so much to pray about. Prayer is our lifeline to God. Prayer provides us with hope in a moment, in an hour, in a season of despair. When you are heartbroken, when you are beside yourself, when you don't have any answers, you're bewildered, you're confused. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to turn to God, your Heavenly Father. Don't forget to turn to your Savior and Redeemer, don't forget to the God who not only hears prayer, but answers them. And he answers them our advantage. Don't forget to pray. Look at the world. The world needs prayer. Look at coming elections. This world is plunged into chaos. Who's going to fix this world if not the Lord? Who's going to turn things around if not the Lord? Who's going to repel these drug cartels and this tidal wave of fentanyl coming into our rural communities if not the Lord? My brothers and sisters, Elijah was a man of like passions as we were, but he prayed. He earnestly prayed, and God heard him and answered. Well, we're in Romans chapter 16, Romans 16, and we've been focused on verse 12. So let us begin with the reading of God's word. And
I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints. Business she hath need of you, for she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaenetus, who is the first fruit of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord.
Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who currently labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which has already labored much in the Lord. Bless us, O God, we pray, as we continue to look at this catalog. This is a catalog of church members and ministry heroes. Bless us, Lord. Teach us much. Instruct us much. Impart much faith to us, O God, as we turn to your beloved word, the word of God, our manna, our daily source of encouragement and edification. Bless this study, we pray, Lord. As we culminate this week's series, we end with the beloved Persis. Bless us, O God, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. It is interesting to note that the name Persis is a Persian name, and it means the Persian lady. The Persian lady. Now, the name Persis does not mean that she was Persian. Doesn't mean that at all. Greeks and Romans would adopt the names from other countries as long as they sounded beautiful and as long as they meant something. They would, just like we Americans, we adopt names from other countries, and other countries adopt American names and vice versa. So Persis is or means the Persian lady. Notice lady, the emphasis of lady. What's a lady? A lady is a woman with class, dignity, etiquette, not just beauty, but also class. A woman who knows how to comport herself, a woman of dignity, a woman of renown, a woman of respect, a great woman. So the Persian lady persists. Now, what's interesting here is that in verse 12, Paul says, salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, currently in Greek, who labor in the Lord. And that means in the Greek, it means they are currently laboring in the Lord. But then it says, also I want you to salute or aspazomai. I want you to hug. I want you to kiss. I want you to love on the Persian lady who labored much. Notice, past tense, she labored much in the Lord. In other words, she's retired. She is a senior. She is well advanced in age, and her best years are behind her. She can no longer do as she once did in the church. She has already labored. Now, the way to view this text, or the way to view Persis, is to view a race. You know, the kind of race where it's a relay race. And the relay racers, the people who are involved in a relay race, you may have four individuals involved in a relay race. And you have the first person who, when the gun is sounded, the shot is made, the first runner begins to run and makes the first leg of the race and then passes the baton. And so then you have the second runner and the third runner and the fourth runner. Well, when it says that Persis has already labored, it means that she has already done her part to advance the kingdom of God. She was the first relay runner. She has run her distance. She has put everything she had into the race. And now she passes the baton. And the moment she passes on the baton, it's to another generation. This is a generational race, if you will. It's not a 10-second race or a 30-second relay race where the gun is sounded and you start to run. And in 30 seconds, you pass the baton, and then the next relay runner takes the baton from your hand and then runs her or his leg of the race. It's not a 30-second thing. No, this is generational. What Paul is saying is, listen, in her time, in her day, in her generation, she ran for the Lord. And now she has passed the baton to others like Tryphena and Tryphosa. Paul salutes her because we should never forget. We should never forget our seniors. We should never forget those people who built the church that we now inherit. We should never forget those people who labored 40, 50 years in the Lord and made the church what it is today. The church that you walk into, the beautiful church with its beautiful tradition, with its beautiful history and legacy. You should not forget the people who came before us, who made the church that you are visiting what it is today. So Paul says she's already labored. She's already done her part for God. But age and lack of strength and perhaps illness does not allow her to do any more for the Lord today. But we salute her. We hug and kiss her because we stand upon her shoulders and the shoulders of her generation. Now, another interesting thing here, as Paul salutes Persis, in case you didn't catch this, let me just draw it to your attention. Now, look at verse 5. Paul says, likewise, greet the church that is in their house, referring to Priscilla and Aquila. But he goes on to say, salute my well-beloved Epaenetus. Now, notice he says, my well-beloved Epaenetus. Okay? My agapetos Epaenetus. All right, so that's the first time that you see this word beloved or well-beloved, whether it's translated in English well-beloved or beloved, it's one Greek word, agapetos. So it's the first time Paul says, now I want you to salute my beloved. He's my beloved in the Lord. And then in verse 8, greet Amplias, my agapetos, my beloved. It could be translated well-beloved. My beloved in the Lord. Again, Paul says, Amplias is also my beloved in the Lord. Then go to verse number 9, and he says, I want you to salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Again, my agapetos. So Epaenetus, Amplias, and Stachys are all Paul's beloved. But notice in verse 12, it says, salute the beloved, not my beloved, but the beloved Persis. In other words, notice, my dear brothers and sisters, not only does Paul love her in a special way, but the Lord Jesus loves her, and every member of the Church of Rome loves her. She is the beloved above all other beloveds, because she's earned that love. While Paul says Stachys is my beloved, and Epaenetus is my beloved, and Amplias is my beloved, Persis is everyone's beloved. Everyone loves Persis. She labored much in the Lord. Now, we don't know what she did. Again, we don't know. Paul does not specify. But she did a lot of it. She worked much in the Lord. She was there long hours. She was there for long hours working for Jesus. And perhaps she did not work in one department, but in many departments. You know, there are people in the church, that you can count on them for everything. Now, you shouldn't have to. If everyone's doing their job, if everyone is doing their bit for God and kingdom, if everyone's doing what is right unto the Lord, you don't need to overstretch anybody. But sometimes laborers are lacking in the church. And this is why some people just keep volunteering, because there's a need. And this, I think this is what the text is referring to when it comes to Persis, who labored much. Every time there was a need to get something done, Persis jumped in there and did it. There are some people in the church that just, they're into everything. Why? Because everything needs a helping hand in the church. Perhaps she was part of the committee that did the offerings and the tithes, and maybe she helped in the accounting of the church. Maybe she helped in the bookkeeping of the church. Perhaps she was also used in the feeding of the widows. Perhaps she went out and about part of the evangelistic team. Perhaps she was the one who headed up the jail ministry or the prison ministry. Perhaps she was the one who was taking care of the widows and the orphans. You know, whatever the church needed, wherever there was a job to get done, she labored much. Now, if you notice, Tryphena and Tryphosa, they're laboring in the Lord. They're just starting out. They don't have the mileage. They don't have the years. They don't have the dedication. Not yet. Not yet. Perhaps someday they will, but not yet. But the one who's put in the long hours and the long days and the many months and the many years and the many decades to make the Church of Rome what it is the one everybody loves. Jesus loves her. Paul loves her. The saints of the Church of Rome love her. It's the Persian lady, the beloved Persis. The beloved Persis. Well,